cloth looks rather unassuming. It's about the size of a face cloth, cream with red stripes woven in. You have to look closely to see the intricate stitching and the geometric designs up and down the stripes. It's faded, stained brown by years of use, and ragged at the edges. It looks really old, but not in an increasing returns kind of way, in a worn out, time to throw out kind of way. At first glance, it looks like something you might find in a tourist-infested market in Cusco or La Paz, or any number of sites popularized by Westerners for their cultural authenticity. But according to the University of British Columbia's Museum of Anthropology, its techniques, structures, and motifs have pre-conquest antecedents. It conveys information about the owner's ethnicity, sex, age, and status. And it has a lot to tell us about the purpose for which it was made, carrying and chewing coca. The people of the Andes have been carrying coca around with them, in cloths such as this one, for more than 8,000 years. Coca leaves grow on a shrub-like bush with red berries. The leaves are harvested each year and dried flat, so that they will stand perkily up in your hand if you hold them by the stem. A handful of carefully selected leaves would have been placed delicately in this cloth, folded up and carried up and down mountain paths, maybe on the way to harvest quinoa, maybe on the way to visit family. Coca leaves don't really taste like much. Kind of sharp, like oversteeped tea, but mostly just like leaves. It's what happens after you've stuffed a wad of them in your cheek that's magical. Because coca is full of good stuff. Minerals like calcium, potassium, phosphorus, vitamin B1, B2, C, and E, protein and fiber, and they're the perfect remedy for altitude sickness, a very valuable trait when you're living amongst the snow-capped peaks of the Andes. Unfortunately, the legacy of coca has been hijacked by the West. In the 20th century, coca leaves were smashed and ravished by harsh chemicals and sucked out of their cultural context by an ever-increasing demand in the United States. The malicious drug cocaine was born. When Western forces moved into the Andes to eradicate the source of their addiction, they burned all the coca crops they could find, even the ones that had been there for hundreds, thousands of years. Even the ones that produced coca for chewing or as offerings to the mountain spirits or apus. For a time, it would have been hard to fill the coca cloth. That's where our story begins. But, as we'll see, it's not where it ends.